Fatou Njao is one of several maids complaining outside a shed at a roundabout in Senegal's capital. Like others, she talks of working from before sunrise to beyond midnight, being forced to sleep in a garage or outside on the floor and being fed spoiled food, working as a maid for less than $1 a day. Soriba Samate tries to console them. He is a retired night watchman who says he has had enough of seeing young women being abused by jealous wives, victimized by employers, treated as thieves, beaten and raped just because they were maids. He set up a local association to hear their complaints and to act as a mediator between abused maids and their employers. His shed has also turned into the site of an informal recruiting agency. But unlike other agencies, his also screens employers before allowing them to hire the maids that go through his system. Maria Tuso is one of his recruits. She is pounding pepper at the home of a large middle-class family in the Sacré-Cœur area. Even though the work is hard, speaking through a translator, she explains she now feels protected.
This new negotiation is good because if somebody comes to look for a maid there, at least when something is missing from our house or there is a problem or conflict, that person will have somewhere to go to lay the complaint. In the same vein, if as a maid we are not treated well, we'll also have somebody who will be able to go to the person who employed us and talk and intermediate for us.
Despite the initial progress, maids say getting formally registered with the government as domestic workers and forcing employers to pay for their social security is still too much to ask. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Dakar.